بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, every nation, every religion, every all people, each one has a nature which differentiates them. They are recognized by that nature. The nature of the Muslims, the thing that differentiates the Muslims from everybody else, is ta'alluq ma'allah, is the personal one-on-one connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very concept of taqwa is the concept of connection with Allah, because taqwa is the combination of two things. It is the combination of khashya and hubb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said, and the believers are those who, they don't just love Allah, but أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. They love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else in the world. More than themselves, more than their own families, more than anyone and anything else. Ashaddu hubba lillah. This is the quality of the believers as described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. In another place with regard to khashya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the people who have the greatest khashya out of all the ibad, out of all the slaves of Allah, the people who have the greatest khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ulama. They are the people who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sign of an alim is khashyat in the heart. It is not anything else. It's not a degree, and it is not which university you graduated from, or no. Whether the person has khashyat or not is the sign of an alim. The combination of these two things, of hubb and khashya. Khashya is not fear, it's not khawf. Because even shaitan said, inni akhafu Allah rabbil alamin. It's not a question of khawf. It's a khashya is an awe of the majesty and glory and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It resembles fear, but it is not fear. The person who has khashya wants to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who has fear of anything wants to run away. Fear is a negative emotion. Fear produces anger. Fear produces fear. Fear produces pain. Fear produces hatred. Nobody loves the thing they fear. But in this case, khashyat is something which may look like fear, but it's not fear. It is this awe and glory and subhanallah, ya Rabb, this is my Rabb. And I want to get close to my Rabb. I want to meet my Rabb, inshallah, al-musta'an, on the day of judgment. That's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the happiest day for the Muslim in the moment is when? The day when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is the day we die, inshallah. May Allah make that day the best day of our lives, inshallah. This ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed in salah, and it's expressed especially in dua. Like Shaykh was saying yesterday, you know, in the fard salah, use the du'as of the Quran and the sunnah, but in the nawafil, non-far salat, Shaykh yesterday said, speak to Allah in Chinese. Meaning, your language. Because all languages are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands any language. So there is no compulsion that you necessarily have to speak. No, whichever language, your language. Because in our own language, we feel more connected. You know, it's more closer to the heart. So speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that language. I want to end with a beautiful story of the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu anhu rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that there was a time when it was almost like a drought, and it was extremely hot, and there was no rain and so on in Makkah. And they decided to pray Salatul Istisqa, the dua, the salah for rain in the haram. So Ibn Mubarak, he said, I also went and we prayed the Salatul Istisqa, And it all finished and everything else. People went away, nothing happened. There was no rain. He said, people left and went. He said, I was sitting there and I saw there was a young man, an African young man, black man, who was standing or praying near one pillar, and his clothes were all old clothes and, you know, maybe torn, maybe patched. He looked like a poor man, looked like a slave. And he said, he was praying, he raised his hand, he said, Ya Allah, there is suffering everywhere. There is no rain. Ya Rab, send rain. He said, send rain because I am asking you to send rain. Send rain because I am asking, you can send rain. I am asking you, send rain. Now. And Abdullah bin Mubarak Ramadullah says that clouds gathered and it started raining. And he says, by the time I sort of, you know, oriented myself to what was happening, this boy left. So Abdullah bin Mubarak said, I chased after him. I said, who is this? Let me find it. He said, I saw him going in a distance. I followed him. He entered one house. So Abdullah bin Mubarak Ramadullah, he said, I marked the house. Next day I came, I knocked on the door. It was a man who used to hire out workers to do work and so on and so on. So he used to have slaves, he used to hire them out. So he recognized Abdullah Mubarak Ali, one of the greatest ulama and the greatest of the Tabi'un. So he was very happy and he greeted him, he, you know, praised him and so on. And he said, what can I do for you? So he said, I need a servant. So I have come to get a servant from you. So he brought out all, you know, big men, strong, everything else. He said, no, you take your pick, whoever you want, for you, anything. So Abdullah Mubarak said, no, none of these. Do you have any more? So he said, no, this is all we have. He said, no, there is somebody else. You have one more person. He said, you know, there is this boy who is weak and thin and I don't think he can do much work for you. And anyway, I don't want to lose him. I don't want to sell him. He said, why? He said, because there is something about him. Whenever he is there, there is always peace and calm and there is, you know, very sakina in the place, tranquility. So Abdullah Mubarak said, no, you have to give me, that is the one, call him. So he called him, he recognized the boy, he said, this is the one I want. And you have to give me. So the man agreed. I mean, this was a great sheikh. He can't say no to him for long. So Abdullah Mubarak now takes this boy and he's going home. And at that time he said, even Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi was with him in the house. So on the way, this boy was carrying something, it fell, and Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi, he bent down to pick it up. This boy said to him, he said, Ya Sheikh, you are my master, I am your slave, I must serve you, why are you picking up this thing? So Abdullah bin Mubarak told him, you are not my slave, I am setting you free now. I am not your master. He said, I am taking you because I want you to make dua for me. So the boy said, what are you talking about? Why are you saying this to me? He said, because I saw you. He said, I saw what happened yesterday in the haram. So Abdullah Mubarak Ramtulari says the boy became silent, he didn't say anything. They continued, and before they reached his house, he said there was a small masjid on the corner, street corner. This boy said to him, my master, please give me the permission, I want to pray 2 rakat of salah. So Abdullah Mubarak said, no problem, please, go ahead. He said this boy went, he prayed 2 rakat of salah. And he said, Ya Rab, call me now. Call me now. I want to meet you. They know me. Call me now. And Abdullah Mubarak said, he went into sujood. He was gone. Ta'alluq with Allah. Ta'alluq with Allah.
At the end of it all, why do we study Quran? Why do we read Quran? Why do we study the Deen? Why do we learn Fiqh? Why do we learn Hadith? Why do we read Seerah? Why do we fast in Ramadan? Why do we do any of these things? For one reason only. Only one reason. And that is to have ta'alluq with our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. No other reason. The sum total of this is to have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what I want to remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters. Let us ask ourselves this question. You don't have to answer me, I don't have to answer. It's for ourselves. Let me ask this question and say, what is my connection with my Rabb? Believe in this whole world and everything it contains. All the money, all the power, all the glory, all the friends, the popularity, nothing means anything. Absolutely nothing has any value. Just remember how many janazas we prayed in this place. How many janazas? And if Sheikh is there for the Salat janazah, he says the same thing for every janazah. What does he say? He says, today, this person will speak to you. Listen to them. For everybody, I've always said, standard, you know, speech of Sheikh. This person today will speak to you. Listen to them. Ya Rab. One day, that person will be me. One day, that person will be you. Whether here or there, anywhere, somewhere. Ta'alluq with Allah. Let us focus on that. What is my ta'alluq with my Rabb? And what do I need to do to build this ta'alluq? Because that is the only ta'alluq which will remain with us. All the other ta'alluqat we have, whether they are good, whether they are bad, will end in this life. As soon as we are dead, we are the mayyat. We do not even have a name. People will say, move the janazah. They will not even take your name. Everything ends. The only thing that remains is ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to build this ta'alluq. I ask Allah to make it easy for us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and fill our hearts with His noor, with His glory, with His majesty, with His khashya, with His hub. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that when we meet Him, that He is pleased with us, that He will call us, and He will express His happiness with us, that He will forgive us our sins, and He will give us Jannah, inshallah, not because we deserve it, but because He is our Rabb. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'fu 'anna. Ya zal jalali wal ikram. Ya arhamar rahimin. يا أكرم الأكرمين يا عزيز الحكيم توفنا مسلما وألحقنا بالصالحين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.